From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's Kim Jong-un and Moon Jae-in, the president of South Korea, holding a summit today. It is the first time a member of the Kim dynasty has set foot on southern soil since the end of the Korean War in 1953, in the latest bid to settle the world's last Cold War standoff. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says there has been no decision made on any U.S. withdrawal from the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, but Washington is working with allies to see if there are ways to improve the pact. French President Emmanuel Macron, who was just in Washington to meet with President Trump, said he believes Mr. Trump will pull the United States out of that agreement. U.N. Envoy for the Middle East peace process Nikolai Muladov warns the Gaza Strip could erupt into conflict and urge de-escalation, and he encouraged Israel to do what they can to de-escalate.
Israel must relax movement and access restrictions on Gaza to enable the economy to recover, with due consideration to its legitimate security concerns.
Demonstrations are taking place in the lead-up to the 70th anniversary of Israel's creation on May 14th. Palestinians marked the following day commemorating the mass displacements of Palestinians after Israeli independence. The UN says 35 Palestinians have been killed since these recent protests began. UN investigators uncovering what they believe to be 5 mass graves in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, the scene of nearly 20 years of fierce ethnic fighting. Congolese officials say they have no knowledge of those mass graves. Fighting over land use, politics, and other differences erupted in 1999. This is VOA News. Former Central Intelligence Agency Director Mike Pompeo has been sworn in as U.S. Secretary of State after a divided Senate voted 57-42 to confirm President Trump's nominee. Michigan Democratic Senator Gary Peters is not a supporter of Pompeo.
I do not believe that Director Pompeo has the necessary experience, diplomatic skills, and values required to be the Secretary of State.
Bob Corker is a Republican senator from Tennessee.
I don't know of a person in the United States of America that could have more current knowledge about what is happening around the world in his current role.
Pompeo replacing Rex Tillerson, who was fired last month by President Trump. His assumption of duties allows him to attend a NATO meeting in Brussels today and hold bilateral talks with Turkish and Italian foreign ministers. New Secretary of State then heads to Israel, Saudi Arabia, and Jordan. U.S. lawmakers closing scrutinizing Environmental Protection Agency Chief Scott Pruitt for ethnic and spending scandals that have led to bipartisan calls for him to step down or to be fired. Sagar Magani reporting.
Pruitt's faced negative headlines about his outsized security force, lavish travel spending, and a sweetheart condo lease. At a House hearing, he called the accusations half-truths, twisted allegations aimed at undermining the administration's regulatory agenda.
Facts are facts and fiction is fiction.
But Democrats like New Jersey's Frank Pallone say several investigations into Pruitt will reveal the truth.
That you were unfit to hold public office.
The panel's Republicans generally rallied around Pruitt and his EPA work, but some said the allegations cannot be ignored. President Trump has publicly backed Pruitt, but privately, officials here say Pruitt's job is in serious trouble. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. comedian and actor Bill Cosby is convicted of drugging and molesting a one-time friend in 2004. Cosby accuser Victoria Valentino says she is grateful for the verdict.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are vindicated, we are validated, and we are now part of the tsunami of women's power and justice. We are not shutting up and we're not going away. Get over it.
And all more than 60 women have accused Cosby of sexual assaulting them over several decades. 80-year-old Cosby stared straight ahead when the jury announced his verdict. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.